Especially in Buddhist tradition, probably the most common kind of story of the Buddha's leaving home, seeking enlightenment, is around his seeing the old person, seeing the sick person, seeing the dead person. And although it's a very useful teaching story, it actually isn't in the scriptures. It actually comes from a Jataka story from a previous Buddha, so it's later, later. It doesn't mean it's not a good story, and apt for teaching. But I think it's helpful to sort of say, well, what actually is from the what did the Buddha say? So like Sutta Nipata is a very old layer within the scriptures in terms of the scriptures, the discourses, the teachings. Many of the apparently earliest teachings come in Sutta Nipata. It's in the forms a part of the Pali Canon, and then the Buddha, and there is a narrator in the Sutta. And describing the Buddha's going forth, and describing how he reasoned and chose the going forth, and then the phrase, household life is crowded, a realm of dust, while going forth is the open air, and that's a stock phrase that comes up in the suttas over and over again. We actually, pluck that out and use that as a part of the Anagarika ceremony, when people take on the Anagarika training, and that household life is cramped and dusty. And Brian, what is the rest? Household life is cramped and dusty. Homeless life is free as air, yes. What if I, you know, shaved off my hair and beard and took the... So that's what is invoked, and that comes up throughout the sutta. So the Buddha himself sort of, you know, considering, and he's, he has lived a privileged life,